This is New England Public Media. The creator of the six-decade-old The Game of Life died recently at the age of 99. Commentator Robert Chipkin has been thinking not only about that particular game, but also what it has in common with so many others.
That's life. Reuben Claymer has come to the end of his road. Friends said Claymer was like an 8-year-old in a grown man's body, pursuing a career that included his own version of the hula hoop and a model toy phaser rifle for the original Star Trek series. The news of Claymer's death immediately whisked me back to my childhood and the rainy afternoons locked in Mortal Kombat with friendly rivals, madly spinning our way through work, marriage, children, and propelled by the hope of ending the game richer than anyone else. A quick check of the vintage rules confirmed that on the day of reckoning, there were only two final destinations, Millionaire Acres or the Poor Farm, and only one measure of success: the player with the most money wins. In that way, the game of life was similar to many of my childhood pastimes. In Monopoly, the idea was to bankrupt the competition. In Careers, it was to amass cash, fame, and romance before anyone else. And in Risk, a personal favorite because it just went on and on until exhaustion, the goal was even more chilling: world domination. With childhood games like these, is it really any wonder that once baby boomers got their hands on more grown-up playthings, the predictable result would be endless war, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and American Idol? Over the years, the game of life has tried to soften its mercantile edges, with players now being rewarded for charity work, such as collecting $200,000 for saving the whales. Yet, the wheel of fortune still spins. Players load up their tiny plastic cars with their peg-like families, choose professions, receive salary increases, and sue each other, with the prime directive ringing through the decades just as it did when I was a boy: the winner is still the player with the most money. Today, this particular 8-year-old in a grown man's body can just about see the end of his road. But the question remains: is the game of life determined so randomly by the spinning of a wheel and the size of one's estate? Well, yes and no, and not exactly. I guess that's life.
Robert Chipkin lives and writes in Springfield, Massachusetts. This is New England Public Media.